We're recording.
Okay, this is Sonny Papowski, chair of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board. I'm calling this meeting to order. We have today, at least as of now, three other board members: Deb McCarty, Mac Williams, and Abby Pozefsky. First matter of business is the approval of our minutes from the board meeting of February 8th, 2023. I'd ask our secretary, Abby, to introduce those minutes and ask for a motion.
Okay, I've reviewed the minutes and I believe they're all in order, and I would ask for a motion for their approval.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
First, okay, motion by Deb, second by Mac, all in favor. I'm sorry, are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.
Sonny, I'll have to abstain because I wasn't at the meeting. Oh,
okay, that's a good point. So would you please note that, Stephen, it was the minutes were passed 3-0 with the one abstention. The next matter on our agenda is an update on the status of the general and TAP-R rate proceedings. And I'd start with our hearing officer, Marcy Chestnut.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. We had pre-hearing conferences in both of the proceedings yesterday. I'll talk about the TAP-R one first because that was very brief and was not on the record, because there really are no issues except the adoption of the already agreed upon schedule. But according to that schedule, the relevant dates, I think, for your purposes are that the hearings, the public hearing will be immediately continued into a technical hearing on April 11th. I expect to have I expect there to be a settlement and I expect to have my report issued May 11th, which is plenty of time for you to consider it on June 14th and then hopefully vote on it on June 21st. Now, with respect to the general rate proceeding, that pre-hearing conference was on the record, and there'll be a transcript of it at some time. I'm not sure what the turnaround time is, but it will be posted on the rate board's website. Now, let me back up for a second. I did issue pre-hearing orders for both of these cases, memorializing the schedule and the other procedural items that we discussed. So with respect to the 2023 general rate proceeding, the relevant dates, I think, for your purposes are that we have tentatively scheduled public hearings on March 22nd and 23rd. We had talked about the 21st to the 23rd, but there was a further exchange of emails, and we're looking at the 22nd and 23rd, but that's subject to change. The technical hearings are anticipated to be held May 2nd through the 5th. And my hearing report should be out hopefully by June 6th, which again will leave you time to consider any exceptions and deliberate and vote. It's a pretty streamlined schedule, but I did want to point out something for context, which is that when the PUC does a rate case like this, a full rate case, it takes 9 months. Even a kind of expedited, limited hearing, like a adjustment clause type of hearing, that takes 6 months. So to accomplish a full rate case in 4 months really requires a lot of work on the part of the participants and a very high level of professionalism and reasonableness to really make the system work well. And this schedule reflects that. I don't really have any time in there for discovery disputes or any kind of delays like that, because I expect them to be resolved. So, are there any questions or concerns?
There's Tony.
Excuse me, it looks like we've been joined by Tony Ewing. So please mark him present as well, Stephen.
Okay.
Tony, I'm not sure if you can hear us yet, but are you there, Tony?
You're on mute, Tony.
You're on mute. Okay.
Marcy, I just wanted to say, so that the minutes reflect it, that even though the hearings are on 2 days, there's going to be two hearings per day, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. So that
I should have specified that. Yeah. We anticipate that there'll be each day, there'll be one at 3 o'clock and one at 6 o'clock.
How are, if anyone's aware, how are these going to be advertised?
We're doing public outreach for that now, Ms. McCarty. I'm going to work with Glenn Abrams to do social media and a number of creative ways to get out in front of the public with in cooperation with CLS. I'm sorry, the public advocate, my friend Rob, so that we can get all these things done in short order. I can give you details as to that and coordinate with Rob and then roll it out together so that we can be sure to meet all the requirements of the rate board, but also for participants who look at us critically.
Thank you.
And I think the rate board itself will also advertise as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, our team is working on a flyer as well as some updated materials on public input. We will be providing that information widely and to every contact we can within reason.
And a question came up at the last meeting regarding whether the hearings, and there's been other discussion publicly about whether there would be any in-person hearings. As of now, these are scheduled to be virtual hearings. But Rob, are there any ways to allow people who want to participate in person? Have you thought about that? Yes.
I've been working on that today. I have, for the afternoon hearings, the 3 o'clock hearings, I've reserved conference rooms in our downtown office at Broad and Chestnut, as well as our North Philly office at Broad and Erie for both of the 3 o'clock hearings. So we will have a space where if someone doesn't have a phone, doesn't want to use their own phone, doesn't have the technology at home, they can come in person to our offices to participate in the hearing. And I'm in the process of identifying an interpreter for Spanish-speaking individuals and having that person also available at our North Philly office, which is where we tend to see a lot of Spanish-speaking clients. So my expectation was to have an in-person interpreter for both 3 o'clock hearings. The 6 o'clock hearings are a little bit harder because we don't have front office staff at all in our offices after about 4:30. So we won't have that option available then, but it will be available both days at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Thank you. That should be helpful. And I would just note that in the past, in prior cases, there have been occasions, this was of course prior to COVID, where we received specific requests from neighborhood groups or city council persons where they believed there was strong public interest to have additional hearings in those areas. And if we receive any such requests, we will certainly take them under consideration as we've done in the past.
I think that's a good point, Sonny, and I would assume that someone, the department, would be notifying City Council of these hearings so they could That would be one of the outlets that would get the notifications out.
Yeah, the City Council was notified, in fact, today, just before this meeting, at a briefing of the fact that we have public input hearings coming up. And we were trying to suggest to them, you have to make the decision, or the hearing officer does, as to the final dates.
Thank you.
So they'll be aware.
You know, by the way, I see Tony has some technical difficulties, but is certainly with us, at least listening in. So welcome, Tony. We've just been discussing, we passed the minutes, and we've been discussing some of the procedures coming up for the upcoming rate proceedings. And if you need an update, I'd be happy to talk to you after the meeting.
Thank you.
So I would hope then, Mr. DeSant, that you would be in touch with the City Council to find out. And by the way, there was a resolution, I believe, that was passed by City Council saying that they would hold public hearings on the rate increase. Do you have any idea if or when those hearings would be held?
They haven't scheduled the hearing yet. And the commissioner also alerted them to the fact that the public input hearings might be a vehicle for some of the council members to participate in this process, as opposed to having one in parallel.
Yeah, well, we would certainly accommodate any City Council members or their staffs that wish to participate in our scheduled hearings. Do any other members of the board have any questions for the hearing officer or for the Department of Public Advocate regarding the upcoming general rate proceeding or TAP-R proceeding? Okay, just for your own schedules, certainly to the extent you can follow, we'll make sure that copies of the participants' testimonies, you've all received copies, electronic access to at least the department's filing. I sent copies of the pre-hearing orders to all the board members. But as testimony comes in from other participants, I will make sure that all the board members get that testimony at least, as well as the briefs that are filed. Our heavy duty work kicks in after the hearing officer makes her recommendations, hopefully on June 6th. And there will be exceptions filed by participants, including the department, who may not agree with all of her recommendations. And then we will have about 5 days to consider that before we start our deliberations on June 14th. That's what's currently scheduled. So plan on a lengthy meeting for June 14th, at least as of now, followed by a meeting on June 21st, where we would hopefully get to vote on a final determination that would be prepared during the week between the between our votes on the different issues and the final order. The 120-day period that Ms. Chestnut mentioned expires, I believe, on June 23rd, when we're supposed to have gotten our decision issued by then under the city ordinance that was passed by City Council. So we have our work cut out for us in that period in June. So I wanted you to certainly be aware of that and plan accordingly.
Sonny?
Yes.
I saw in the minutes that you raised a question as to the impact of the federal money,
yeah,
if it has any impact on this proceeding. Do we know any more information?
Yeah, we did get a response from the department. I think I forwarded that to you, but I'll check again. I think I forwarded that, or the department. Andrea, did you serve all the members of the board or not?
I'd have to go back and look at the email. I thought I did. But you know, usually I send it to you know, the service list, so I'm not trained to directly interact with the board members, so I have to look.
I believe it has been posted on the, I'm sorry. I believe it has been posted on the record as well on the board's website.
But in any case, I'll send it to you. Abby, Deb, Tony, did you get that response?
I did, yes.
Yes. And I think the short answer to your question, Mac, is that they had already incorporated in the rate case, they had anticipated getting those funds, and it's incorporated in the rate case.
Ah, okay. That's helpful. Thank you very much.
And the slightly longer answer is they're really pretty much mostly all loans.
They're all loans.
They're all loans. Oh.
Yeah. So that was the other piece that I wasn't sure whether everything was, in fact. I mean, apparently low interest loans nonetheless, mm-hmm. for projects that are mostly future projects.
Right. That was a good point, Abby.
Yeah. So I felt pretty comfortable that the current rate request reflected what the next 2 years were going to look like.
Thank you. So there weren't any grants. It was all loans.
If they were grants, they're a very small number, like $20 million, something of that nature. And I can get to the more granular answer from Black and Beach.
Yeah, I was going to say there is some testimony to the effect that the department is seeking mm-hmm. grants, outright grants as well.
Yep.
I just wanted to ask for the record, there's somebody that's called in from an 856 number. Would you mind identifying yourself just so we can put it in the minutes?
That's Tony Ewing.
Oh.
The audio portion.
Okay. So you're here twice. Okay. Got it, Tony. Thanks.
Yes, again, technical difficulty. Apologies.
No problem. We've all had them.
Okay. Are there any other questions regarding the rate proceeding? Okay, the other matter on our agenda that we had listed was consideration of a request by Mr. Haver, Lance Haver, for the board to issue a new request for proposals to serve as public advocate in current rate proceedings. I believe all the members of the board have received that request. We can discuss that now. I think we do need to vote on that. And I'd ask if anyone would make a motion either to accept or deny that request.
I'd make a motion to deny that request.
Okay, is there a second?
I second that wholeheartedly.
Okay, so if we could open that up for discussion. In terms of the procedures we followed, and I'll ask Dan to confirm, it's my understanding that we entered into issued a request for proposals back for a contract that started on February 4th, 2020, for our different consultants, and the contract was entered into with Community Legal Services at that time, after a request for proposals and after review of any proposals we received. There's a provision in the contract that says that the city, in that case, it's the city, it's the board, may at its sole option amend the contract to add on an annual basis up to 3 successive 1-year terms, which we did. And we have done that for 3 successive years, including in August of 2022. We voted at a meeting like this one, in August, post the agenda for our meetings in advance on our website. So an agenda was posted, and in that agenda, we specifically included, I have it here, the agenda for August 10th included proposed board authorization to renew the board's contracts of public advocate, hearing officer, and technical expert for an additional year. And as we've discussed previously, that request was unanimously approved by the board at our meeting of August 10th, 2022, the minutes of which are posted on our website. So I believe that the actions we took were all consistent with the city's contracting requirements. And as to the performance of the public advocate, as well as our other contractors, the hearing officer and our consultant, Ed Marcus from Amawalk, I think we've been very well served during this entire period. And I would see no reason to issue a new proposal for a new public advocate at this time. Are there any other comments from the board members?
I can just confirm the procedural history. The request for proposals was posted on the city's website, eContract Philly, where all professional services, virtually all professional services, RFPs are posted. So it was widely publicized and it was done correctly. I think the contract officially started December 2nd, 2019, although it might not have been formally signed until February, but the current fourth term of the contract extends through December 1st of this year. And the board's practice is basically, if the services are needed during the term, it will go to the person that's already been awarded a contract.
Okay. And these are annual contracts.
Well, I think, Dan, that it's at our sole option to renew if we so choose. And
that's right.
We've chosen to do that. And it seems to be there's a basic lack of understanding of contracting by Mr. Haver. I just will add that I see no reason to change at this point and delay the rate case, among other things. But I think we're very satisfied with CLS's services and see no reason to switch course at this point.
I'm agreeing wholeheartedly with my fellow rate board members. I think it's a frivolous request. We've been asked this question before. We've answered it before. Chairman Popowski has answered it. Our council has answered it. We've reviewed it. We've repeatedly ratified it. We've repeatedly said that we're comfortable and happy with the process and with the service. So again, I'm heartily in favor of denying his request.
Yeah, it sounded like we've already went over the matter. And we've chosen to continue with our current public advocate. So is it the process of the board that if someone from the public doesn't like a decision that we make, they can make a request that we reconsider?
I defer to Dan on that. This was a specific, it was called a motion, but it says it was a petition. To the board to do this, and because it was a petition and just in order to eliminate any question, I thought it was best that we do consider it at this time. But it's a good question as to what the requirements are for the board whenever an issue like this arises. I would defer to Dan, I guess.
Yeah, this is a decision for the board. It's not part of a rate proceeding. I think it's up to the board how to handle a petition like this, but you're certainly within your prerogative to decide to vote on this.
I think in an abundance of caution and politeness, we've considered these requests. I'm not sure we were totally obligated to do that, but in the spirit of complete transparency and responsiveness, we have.
Okay.
Any other comments from board members?
No comments here.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. If not, I'm sorry. Was there? Okay. Thank you, Tony. Yeah.
I just wanted to say also that if the board were going to make a change, it would make, if at all possible, you'd want to do it before a rate case had begun, because
thank you.
It takes some time to go through an RFP and choose somebody else.
All right. Okay, thanks, Dan. There's no other comments from the board members or board council. I'll ask for a vote. I would vote to deny the petition. Abby?
I think there's already a motion on the table, right?
No, I'm just voting. Yes, I'm taking the vote.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm totally voting to deny.
Okay, Deb?
I vote to deny.
Mac?
I vote to deny.
Tony?
Deny.
Okay. The vote is 5-0. Are there any other matters to be brought before the board? Anything from non-board members, either participants or members of the public, to raise at this time?
Well, I had something for the department. I was wondering, in the monthly progress report, I think it would be helpful if in the section where department efforts to pursue federal assistance, in the column for award amount, it doesn't always designate whether it's a loan or a grant. If that could be, indicated, that would be very helpful. I also, I'm not sure, I think Andre, you raised last time about continuing to do the monthly reports during the rate case. So I don't know what's happening with that, but I did want to ask the next report, whenever it comes, if you could please designated whether it's a grant or a loan, that would be helpful.
We will do that. And I hope at some time we can revisit monthly reports, because we're doing a lot of discovery responses and it's more for my bandwidth that I can deal with.
Can we suspend it? Are we comfortable suspending them for the duration of the rate case?
Well, certainly we're happy to do one more, because I see the draft sitting in my inbox. And I'm just going to tell folks, let's update the chart in the back for the grants, because I think it is helpful. And then if you're ready to suspend after that, and I know I'm speaking out of turn, but I'm sorry, Abby, I just want to suggest that.
I'm fine with doing it. I mean, it isn't like it changes that much month to month. I do like seeing the tap information, but I don't know that it's going to change too much. And we would just, I think, if we were to allow that to be suspended during the rate case, I would hope that the months that aren't reported get reported at the back, when we start this again.
Yeah. Well, there certainly will be a lot of information just based on looking at the discovery so far on tap participation in the rate proceeding. I guess I would ask Rob, I thought that you guys were going to come back with a proposal.
It was on my list, and I apologize that it got sort of lower on the priority scale, because we're short staffed and trying to deal with a pretty massive rate increase. I will revisit that and liaise with Andre. I think there are some parts of those reports certainly that were interim information, like. I'm thinking particularly the stormwater reporting that was about doing some, coming up with some ideas for potential rate design issues. Now that we're in the rate case, obviously I think that issue is going to be looked at differently, by the parties now that we have an ongoing proceeding. So I do apologize. I let that slip. I will try to get back to Andre on that.
Okay, well, it sounds like we're getting this month's report in any case, but if it sounds like the board at least is prepared to dispense with these, during the pendency of the rate case, but I'll wait until, or at least I would propose to wait until our next meeting to make a final determination on that, because it is a board order that requires them to do this. So if we want to change the board order, it would be helpful to get something from the participants. But it, you know, it's like I said, there's going to be a lot of discovery, you know, on the issues. And I also agree with Deb. It's sometimes the information on the those last pages of the report about what's been requested, it's not exactly clear. It's certainly not clear whether it's a loan or a grant, and that would be helpful. Okay, so I'll defer that. If it's okay with the board members, I'll defer that decision till next meeting. Okay. Was there anything else to be brought before the board today? Okay. Hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, Tony moves to adjourn.
Second.
Max seconds. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, good. We'll be seeing you. And I should mention, by the way, that, you know, board members are certainly, you know, invited to listen in or attend any public hearings, or for that matter, technical hearings that you're interested in. I know some of the board members have in the past. We'll make sure that we all get notice of when those hearings are being held and whether any additional hearings are scheduled.
I look forward to meeting everyone in person someday.
Yeah, someday. Okay. We'll do that at the board retreat.
It's all right.
Is that at your house, Sonny?
Yeah, no, I was thinking the Borgata maybe or something. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to close the meeting with that. And we'll talk again next month, if not sooner.
Thanks. Everyone have a great day. Yeah, great.
Thank you.
Take care. Take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.